why you shouldn't look for evidence that confirms what you believe. This is Founder Wisdom, where we'll answer that question by distilling advice from our founders and the books they recommend. And then we'll show you how we are applying that knowledge ourselves. I asked the host of Masters in Business, Barry Ritholtz, what book I should read if I'm trying to understand the stock market and business in general. He recommended How We Know What Isn't So by Thomas Gilovich. So, Joyce, you were just telling me something about the world.
Maybe global warming is a thing because it's turned cold like in the matter of like days.
That beautiful summer weather is gone. I mean, it's still like, it's California, so we still have the sun. It's just like 60 degrees instead of 80.
We're clearly from California because we think 60 degrees is cold.
Other people are actually having to deal with snow and like shovel it in driveways, and we're like, ooh, we have to put on a sweater. Oh no. Joyce, or Cold Joyce and Cold Sam, as we shall be known today, can you introduce yourself and how you are integrated into our little Finding Founders pod?
Yeah, so my name is Joyce, and I'm currently the team lead for the scriptwriting team.
Joyce is on another episode of Founder Wisdom Game Show Host Show with Sam and Joyce. You're given four cards, and each card has a number or a letter on the side facing up. So A, B, 2, 3. Those are the numbers and letters. The participants were told that each card had a letter on one side and a number on the other, and they were asked to determine by judiciously turning over the proper cards whether all cards with a vowel on one side have an even number on the other. Right? So basically, we have these cards facing up that have A, B, 2, 3, and we're trying to flip over those cards to see what's on the back of those cards. And the thing we're trying to determine is if all cards with the vowel on one side have an even number on the other. If you were trying to figure out the solution to this, which cards would you turn over?
The A card and the B card. So the A card, just to see if like there's actually going to be an even number. And then the B card also to see if like whether or not there's an even number, just to prove that if it's wrong or not.
That actually is very astute. So the most common response is to turn over the A and the 2 cards, presumably because of their potential to provide evidence for the hypothesis. However, turning over the 2 card if you've already turned over the A card is kind of uninformative because it really would only confirm the hypothesis. A vowel on the other side would confirm it, and a consonant would be irrelevant. So you chose the A card first because you were trying to confirm the hypothesis. And what this experiment shows is our tendency to seek out information that is consistent with a hypothesis. And if we kind of backtrack a little bit to talk about the actual like anecdotal evidence things that we were talking about initially, is people will always seek out evidence that confirms their hypotheses or whatever their beliefs are, because it's easier for us to deal with cognitively. And we tend to focus on positive or confirming instances when we gather information. And that's kind of what you did initially, right? You chose the A card to see if you could confirm the hypothesis. Where have you found like this confirmatory approach to problem solving show up in your own life or within like Finding Founders?
I'm thinking maybe in terms of like feedback, maybe like being able to hear that you're doing something well versus like hearing something critical, like hearing yourself, I guess, doing something well might make you think that, oh, I'm really good at this, so I can kind of slack off a little bit. But like, I guess, I don't know if that's like confirmatory though.
it's kind of confirmatory. We're not, I guess, like what you could say is in terms of looking for criticism, we might cherry pick the criticism that is beneficial to us and overlook the criticism that doesn't confirm the narrative that we're trying to create.
Yeah.
I think our takeaway from this is like, don't just look for confirmatory evidence. Also search for the things that might negate your hypothesis. It could be just as valuable.